This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump declared Tuesday he would restore the U.S. economy devastated by the coronavirus pandemic. 2 months ago, we had the greatest economy in the world, Trump said. We're going to do it again, and it's going to happen pretty fast. He said some Americans are going back to work safely. He said we're opening up our country again. The whole world is excited watching us because we are leading the world. At the moment, however, the United States has totaled more than 69,000 coronavirus deaths, substantially more than any other country, with a projected total of more than 134,000 deaths by early August. More than 30 million U.S. workers have been furloughed from their jobs, with the list of the unemployed growing by millions over the last month and a half. Trump said the August projection of coronavirus fatalities would occur without mitigation against the pandemic in the United States. But numerous U.S. governors, with Trump's encouragement, are starting to permit businesses to reopen. Two pharmaceutical companies that said Tuesday their experimental coronavirus vaccine is being delivered in the United States for initial human testing. U.S. drug maker Pfizer Incorporated and Germany's BioNTech SE said if the trials prove the vaccine is safe and effective, it could be ready for broad distribution in the United States by the year's end. The vaccine could be among the first vaccines approved for use in the United States for the virus. According to Johns Hopkins University statistics, the virus has infected more than a million people in the United States and killed about 69,000. The U.S. leads the world in infections and in fatalities. The company said the vaccine uses mRNA technology, which can enable it to be produced more quickly than the typical years-long effort it takes to develop a vaccine. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.